Join Clinton Werner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Well, good evening to you. You are tuned into Financial Matters. My name's Clinton, 7 minutes after six. Thank you to Natasha and Romeo for driving us home. Tonight on Financial Matters, I'm going to give you a little bit of news out of the markets, also some news you can use. Right after that, we go into our money management tip. Tonight, I want to ask you, how much money have you earned since you started working? And how much of that money can you account for? I want to show you the importance of investing part of your money and turning part of your income into assets so you can set yourself up for a brighter tomorrow. During Financial Freedom Series tonight, we carry on with our whole concept of managing your money like a pro. And tonight, we're going to drill down into the 10-20-70 principle. During our life tip, I also want to encourage you not to try face life alone. You and I have got the ability to have a relationship with God. And so you don't have to face your financial struggle alone. God wants a relationship with you. He's given us the gift of prayer, and prayer is a two-way communication that you can have with God. And I want to ask you, if you're not in a relationship with God, if you're stressed out about your finances, what are you waiting for? Get your life right with God. I promise you, He's for you, not against you, and He's able to keep you from falling. By the way, on Coach's Corner tonight, we're going to look at a couple of frequently asked questions relating to the two-pot system that comes into place relating to retirement funds from September. You tuned into CCFM. Good evening to you, the program Financial Matters. By the way, if you need prayer tonight, you're welcome to WhatsApp us 061-798-1075. And if you want the notes consisting of the financial freedom tip together with the life tip, you are welcome to drop me a quick WhatsApp. WhatsApp me 061-798-1075. Please include your email address. I'll ensure that those notes are sent to you a little later in the week.
Burdens exchanged. Burdens exchanged. Life reframed. CCFM 107.5. Changing lives for good.
You are tuned into Financial Matters on CCFM with Clinton Werner. We want to see you build toward financial freedom, God's way.
Okay, let's get into some news out of the markets. The markets around the world this week have been a little bit jittery, obviously on the back of recessionary fears in the US. Also, all the uncertainty and unpredictability happening in the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and what's going on in Israel. Those things add into a bit of pressure on the markets. If we take a look at the markets today, our stock market was around 1% down for most of the day, but recovered in afternoon trade. The rest of the world markets also about 1% up for the day, so a nice little bit of a recovery. The Rand, though, under a fair whack of pressure. It's plummeted from the start of the week, while equities are down, and the Rand has also slipped slightly. Currently, the Rand is at 18.51 against the US dollar. If we break down the other currencies, the Rand currently at 23.51 against the pound and 20.23 against the euro. By the way, if you look at the Rand, 1 year ago to the day, the Rand was trading at 17.95, at the moment at 18.51. So the Rand has come under a little bit of pressure over the last year. I want to tell you, markets have been under a bit of pressure, but don't put your hope in money. Put your hope in God. A little bit of news that you can use. If you take a look at equities, equities are generally deemed to be a little bit more risky, a little bit more volatile over the short term. And so many people prefer to invest in cash compared to equities because of the fear of losing money. Now, many see equities or a basket of shares as high risk, But the truth of the matter is, while cash at best gives you an inflation return, equities give you the ability to get about 6 to 7% more per annum over the long term than what inflation performs at. And so I thought it would be quite interesting just to give you a breakdown. If you look at the frequency of negativity when it comes to share or equity returns over different time periods, how's this? If you had to invest money on the stock market for one day, how's this? You've got a 50% chance of making money and 50% chance of losing money. If you invested over 1 month, then you've got a 62% chance of making money and a 38% chance of losing money. If you look at a quarter, well, the stats get a bit better. You've got a 30% chance of losing money over a 90-day rolling quarter period, where you've got a 70% chance of making money. Over 1 year, it's 20% chance of markets being down and an 80% chance of markets being up. But if you look over a 5 year period or longer, there's never been a negative 5 year return when it comes to equities. In other words, over the last 25 years, if you prepare to invest over a period of at least 5 years, equities have not generated a negative return. What's the moral of the story? Long-term equities have outperformed inflation by 7%, coming out at just over 13% per year, while cash over the long term has averaged out at around 6%. So the moral of the story, get advice on how to invest your money, but don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Don't keep all your money in cash. Cash is great for short-term needs. If you need to put money aside for needs, for the storms of life, for the opportunities, or money you're going to spend in the next 6 months to a year, leave that money in a bank account. But if you're looking to grow your wealth for retirement, get advice, sit down with a financial advisor, get into some balanced funds, have a good diverse spread, have some money global, some money local, put some money into shares that give you the ability to generate some wealth. I want to just encourage you, above all, learn to be content. I love the words of Paul. Paul wrote this. He said, "I know what it's like to be in need, and I also know what it's like to have plenty." He says, "I've learned the secret to living content in every situation, whether hungry or well-fed, whether living in plenty or in want." And this is what he said. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." My friend, I want to encourage you, put your hope in God. He's able to keep you from falling.
Burdens exchanged.
Burdens exchanged.
Life reframed. CCFM 107.5, changing lives for good.
If you would like a copy of the notes, please WhatsApp your name and email address to 061-798-1075 or email clinton@ccfm.org.za.
Yeah, if you want a copy of tonight's notes on our financial freedom principle together with our life tip for the week, they are available on betteryouliving.com. I also want to encourage you, you can also get through the investforlife.co.za website. If you go under blog, it'll take you onto the financial matters segment. You're also welcome to WhatsApp me, 061-798-1075. We'll send you a copy of the notes that we're looking at tonight. And you can also email me, clinton@ccfm.org.za. You tune into CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Shortly, we're going to go into our money management principle. Tonight, I want to ask you, how much money have you earned over your working career so far? How much money have you earned? I want to give you a couple of startling stats relating to that. Right after that, I want to answer a couple of frequently asked questions relating to the two-system or the two-pot approach relating to retirement. And right after that, we go into our Financial Freedom series, all about God's blueprint to help you build wealth and manage your money. Tonight, I want to talk to you about how to manage your money like a pro. We are dabbling into the 10-20-70 principle. We're going to look at the principle number one, what you're supposed to do with the 10%. I want to tell you, put God first with your life, surrender your burdens to Him, He's able to keep you from falling. You need prayer tonight. WhatsApp me now. 061 798 1075.
The Money Management Principle.
Okay, so let's get straight into the Money Management Principle tonight. Better you buy, better you live in. How much money have you earned over your working career? That's the question I want to ask you tonight. Go do the math. How long have you been working for? What was your starting salary? How old are you today? How long have you been working? How much money have you earned over your working career? I want to ask you this. It's so important to know how much money you've earned. Try and look at all the salaries, all the paychecks you've received over your working career. How much money have you earned? Let me give you an example. If you earn 10,000 Rand per month, you would be earning about 120,000 Rand per year. And so over a 10-year period, just earning 10,000 Rand a month, you will end up earning over 1.2 million Rand. Over 20 years, you would have earned nearly 2.5 million Rand. So I want to ask you this. How much money have you earned over your lifetime? And one more question. How much of the income that you've earned over your lifetime, how much of it do you still have? How much can you account for? In other words, how much of the income you've earned do you have available to yourself? How much of the money you've earned have you spent? And how much have you actually made grow by putting it into your investments, into your wealth portfolio? Now, here's the crux. Unfortunately, most people, when they're are left to answer that question, are left feeling pretty despondent because they have spent majority of the income that they've earned. South Africans are poor savers, one of the poorest savers in the world. The latest South African Savings Institute stats show that out of every 100 Rand the average South African earns, less than 2 Rand goes into savings. And even the little that goes into savings gets spent on other things before the end of the year. So how much money have you earned over your working career? And how much of that money can you account for? You see, here's the truth. Unless you allocate part of your monthly income to savings and investments, unless you make it a priority to save and turn some of your income into assets, guess what? Your savings will always take a backseat. There will always be something else that comes along to steal your money. You might not be able to do anything about your past, but what I want to challenge you today about is this. Are you possibly able to change the way you manage your money from this moment going forward? Maybe you've been working for 10 years, and over the last 10 years, you've earned 1.5 or 2 million Rand. Maybe you've got very little of it that you can actually account for. But going forward, I want to challenge you. Can you take 10% of what you earn or 20% of what you earn and put it aside into investments, into your wealth portfolio to grow money for the future before you are tempted to spend it? I want to encourage you to invest part of your hard-earned income each month. Build up a wealth portfolio. Don't spend everything you earn. So let me give you an example. If you earn 10,000 Rand per month and you took 10% of your 10,000 Rand each and every month, that equates to 1,000 Rand a month. If you took that 1,000 Rand a month and you chose to invest it, let's say into equities or into a balanced unit trust fund, over a 5-year period, if you just got 10% as a return, and by the way, the markets have done over 12 and 13, and balance funds over the long term, like an Allan Gray balance fund, has averaged out at over 15% a year over the long term. Or an Old Mutual or Coronation Balance Plus fund, those funds have given a return of at least 13 or 14% a year over the long term. If you put that 1,000 Rand away per month, and you increased it as your salary increased over the years, and you invested it and didn't draw it, but allowed that money to compound, 1,000 Rand a month over a 5-year period, your capital will be worth nearly 90,000 Rand over a 5-year period. And if you kept rolling that money over a 10-year period, you'd have over a quarter of a million Rand that you would have built up. And if you did that over a 20-year period, you'd have over 1.1 million rand. And if you did it over 30 years, well, that's over 7.7 million rand. The Bible says the wise man saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. My question to you tonight is, how much income have you earned over your working career? And of that, how much can you account for? And if you've blown it in the past and have been more of a spender than a saver, I want to encourage you. Start a wealth portfolio. Get advice. Sit down with a financial advisor who can help you, who can guide you, help you take the right decisions to build wealth and build towards financial freedom. 1,000 rand a month, increasing annually, with as your salary increases, you will have over 7 million rand over a 30-year period if you just let that money compound. My friend, I want to encourage you, don't spend everything you earn. Take some of your hard-earned money, set it aside, and let it grow for the future. You want a copy of this note together with the verse and the example, you're welcome to WhatsApp me, 061-798-1075. Just send me your name, send me your email address, and I'll ensure that these notes, all about our money management principle tonight, together with the Financial Freedom Series and our life tip, will be emailed to you a little later in the week. You tune in to CCFM. The program is Financial Matters. My name is Clinton. Good evening to you.
If you would like a copy of the notes, please WhatsApp your name and email address to 061-798-1075 or email clinton@ccfm.org.za.
As simple as that, you want a copy of the notes, you can get hold of me now. You tuned into CCFM, it's Financial Matters, and on Financial Matters tonight, I'm going to go into Coach's Corner in a sec. A couple of weeks ago, we drilled down into the basics of the two-pot retirement system. Tonight, I want to ask a couple of frequently asked questions that people have had relating to the two-pot system, and we're going to hopefully answer some of those questions. Next week, we'll get a little bit more technical and give you a little bit more info on how the two-pot retirement system is going to affect you. My friend, you need prayer tonight. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Also, let me know where you tuned in from. Who are you? What's your name? What area are you listening from? We'd count it an absolute honor to pray for you and your community, and just trust God to pour out His blessing, His breakthrough on your life too. WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075.
Coach's Corner. Grow your financial understanding.
Okay, on Coach's Corner tonight, let's get into the two-pot system. Now, from 1 September, there's got to be a great reform on our pension funds. And basically what happens is there's this new two-pot system. It's going to have a significant impact on many people's retirement plans. But basically, in a nutshell, what is going to happen is that government is taking pensions funds going forward and retirement funds going forward, and one-third of all your contribution will go into what they call a savings pot that you'll be able to access before you actually reach retirement age. The other two-third part will continue to go into the retirement pot, and that will be forced to accumulate for your retirement years. I want to answer a couple of questions relating to how the two-pot system is going to impact you. By the way, there are actually going to be three pots. There's a vested pot. If you've been a member of a retirement fund for many, many years, your money is all in the vested pot. What's going to happen is that on 1 September, they're going to take 10% of your vested pots up to a maximum of 30,000, and they're going to put that into the savings pot just to give you a little bit of a savings pool that'll be available if a need arises, which you'll be able to access before retirement. The other money sits in the vested pot, and your current retirement rules will stay intact on that component of your retirement savings. Going forward, when it comes to your monthly contribution to your retirement fund, from now going forward, or from September going forward, let's say you are putting 1,000 rand away into your retirement fund, 333 rand of that will go into your savings fund or savings pot, and the 667 rand will go into your retirement pot. You won't be able to draw the retirement fund money early because that will be forced to grow long term, but at least you'll have a contingency fund, money available for emergencies that you can draw out of the savings pot. So I've got seven quick, frequently asked questions that people have asked relating to the two-pot system. And the first one is, when will it come into effect? And that is 1 September. And so you might ask, well, Clinton, then what happens on the 31st of August? Well, basically what's going to happen on the 31st of August, if you've got a retirement fund, the retirement fund administrator is going to take 10% of your current value of your retirement fund up to a maximum of 30,000, and they're going to transfer that into the savings pot. And then from 1 September, you will basically be able to access that money. So if you face an emergency, you'll have access to the money that's in the savings pot. Now, if you have an emergency, your question might be, can I then go and draw money out of the savings component? How does it work? So let me try answer that. If you want to draw money out of the savings pot, you are limited to 1 drawing per year. So be careful. Don't rush the drawing. Secondly, if you draw money, the minimum amount that you can draw out of the savings pot is 2,000 rand. Thirdly, if you draw money out of that savings pot, unfortunately, SARS are going to have to give you a clearance. You are going to pay tax at the PAYE scales on the drawing that you take out of your savings pot. When will that be available from? Well, it will be available from 1 September. So here's an important bit of information. If you want to know that you can access your money, make certain that your personal contact details are up to date with the company that you've got your money invested in. Because on the 1st of September, when things go live, 10% of your current pension will be transferred into the savings component up to a maximum of 30,000. And going forward, for every 1,000 rand, let's say 900 rand that you put into your retirement fund, 300 rand of that will go into that savings pot, which will be accessible, and the other 600 out of every 900 will go into your retirement fund, and that'll have to grow through to retirement. So here's the next question. Do I have to withdraw money out of my savings pot? And the answer there is a definite no. You don't have to draw money out of the savings pot. If you don't need the money, I want to really stress this. Don't draw the money if you don't need it. Every rand that you draw now is 1 rand less at retirement. Plus, you lose out on the growth that money would have accumulated. So my advice to you is, do your best not to draw money out of your retirement fund. At the moment, only 6 out of 100 people reaching retirement age can actually afford to retire. So make certain that you don't draw money that you don't need. But here's the good news. If you face an emergency, the good news is that the money in your savings pot, which will start at 10% of what the current value of your retirement fund is sitting on, but up to a maximum of 30,000 that'll go into the fund. So just to give you a quick example, if you've got 300,000 rand in your pension fund at the moment, they will transfer 10% of that, 30,000, into the savings pot on the 1 September, and you'll be able to access that. Let's say your retirement fund is worth 1 million rand. 10% of that, you cannot move the full amount across. You are going to be limited to 30,000. That is the max that you are going to be able to have transferred across into your retirement fund. So my advice to you, if you don't need the money, don't do it. But at least you know there is a level of safety and emergency part where you can draw money out if you face an uncertain situation or an emergency where you need access to money.
Jesus finds you. So hold on and I'll find you. Where you are. CCFM.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Makes me feel good.
107.5.
Changing lives for good.
Well, you are tuned into CCFM. It's just gone 6:30. The program is Financial Matters. And up next is our Financial Freedom Series brought to you by Invest for Life. And tonight we're going to be looking at the 10-20-70 principle. I want to encourage you to manage your money like a pro. Before we get there, though, it's such a beautiful day in Cape Town. I had to play this song by the Kiffness. It's called It's a Beautiful Day. My friend, put your hope in God. Maybe you're facing a crazy situation. Just remember, it's not over until God says it's over. We at Count It an Honor to lift you up in prayer. God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to fix what is broken. You don't have to face the chaos of life alone. My Bible says God can restore the years that the locust has stolen. God can supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Don't try throw the towel in. Don't give up on life. Put your hope in God. My Bible says God can cause all things to work out for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. My friend, if you need prayer tonight, WhatsApp me now, 061-798-1075. Here's the Kiffness. It sure is a beautiful day, or it was a beautiful day in Cape Town, my friend. Even if your life has thrown you lemons, I want to encourage you, make lemonade. Put your hope in God. Give Him your burdens. He wants to do life with you. He's easily able to handle your situation. He'll never put too much in front of you that you cannot bear. Hold on to Him. He's got the answer to your situation. And that's the beauty of prayer. I want to encourage you. Make certain that you develop a relationship with God. He knows what's around the next corner. He knows what you are facing. The Bible says never stop praying. And you don't have to just pray to anyone. You can pray to God. He wants to do life with you. And what did Jesus say? Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. My friend, do you know Jesus? He wants a relationship with you. He's able to keep you from falling. You do not have to face life alone. Put your hope in Him. My friend, if you're not in a right space with God tonight and you want to get your life right with God, maybe you've never trusted in Jesus. Maybe you've fallen away from Him. Make that decision tonight to come back to Jesus. If that's you, WhatsApp me your name together with your email address and put down the letter A as a gift from us at CCFM. I'd count it an absolute honor to pray for you and to send you an incredible ebook that'll help you understand what God has done for you and help catapult you in to a close-up and personal walk with your Savior. Maybe you've let go of God. My friend, come back. What are you waiting for? Return to God. If that's you tonight, just WhatsApp me your name, your email address. Put down the letter B. I've got an incredible ebook for you I want to bless you with that'll help you get back on track with God. We also want to lift you up in prayer. God desires a relationship with you. He answers prayer. He wants to do life with you. You don't have to face it alone. My friend, get your life right with God. And if you just want a copy of our notes tonight, WhatsApp us now, 061-798-1075. You're tuning to CCFM. It's 36 minutes after 6. My name's Clinton. The program is Financial Matters. The whole aim of Financial Matters is to help you become financially fit and help you build towards financial freedom. Above all, we want to see you grow your wealth. We want to see you, though, live for God, and we want to see you live a blessed and bright future life.
Clinton Vadner on CCFM 107.5. The Financial Freedom Series, brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. For more information, please visit www.investforlife.co.za. Invest for Life is a registered financial services provider.
Well, my friend, if you do need financial advice, Invest for Life can help you with investment planning, retirement planning. So get onto their website, www.investforlife.co.za. They will help you put the right financial principles in place so that you can grow your wealth and build towards financial freedom. My friend, if you want a copy of the notes tonight, you can gladly get hold of me. You can WhatsApp me, 061-798-1075. You can also go on to betteryouliving.com. A copy of the notes are available on Better You Living. And I'm very proud to say that Better You Living has now got nearly 4 million followers around the world. So thank you for your support of the ministry of Better You Living as well. We're going to go into our financial freedom series, all about God's blueprint to build wealth and manage your money well. And tonight I'm going to be going a bit deeper into the 10-20-70 principle. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at the 10-20-70 principle in a nutshell. And tonight I want to just drill down into the first part of the 10-20-70 principle. The whole aim of the Financial Freedom Series, though, is to help you put cutting-edge money management wisdom into place, as well as a couple of biblical principles. And these things are going to help you honor God with your money. It will help you shrink your debt, help you grow your wealth, and build towards financial freedom. And just as a quick, in a nutshell overview, remember what Deuteronomy 8:18 says. It says, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth." And the Bible also says, "Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but it's hasty shortcuts that lead to poverty." The Bible also says that the wise man saves for the future and that the fool just spends whatever he gets. I want to encourage you tonight to put your life in God's hands and manage your money like a pro. Now, to manage your money like a pro, you need to wipe out your debt. You need to have a goal for the future. You need to have a dream. And my friend, we've just launched a book called Dare to Dream. If you want a copy of it, a link is available on betteryouliving.com. It's a book I wrote just after COVID. It's a book that's going to inspire you to dare to dream and give you the principles to ensure that you can move forward and see your dreams come to fruition. I want to encourage you, if you want to manage your money like a pro, you need to put God first, wipe out the debt, dare to dream, get your priorities in the right order, and then manage your financial plan. Stick to it. You need to show a little bit of discipline. Now tonight, I want to give you a quick recap on the 10-20-70 principle. And the importance of the 10-20-70 principle is to teach you to manage your money in the right order. And so basically, the order is simple. The first 10 goes to God. The next 20 goes to savings and investments. And then the 70% is what you use to live on. It's the leftover. And so basically, the Bible is clear. When you honor the Lord with your wealth, when you give Him the first fruits of your crops, according to Proverbs 3, then God says He'll fill your barns to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. There's an incredible principle that when you put God first, when you give the first 10% to God, He takes care of the rest. When it comes to saving, the Bible is clear that the wise man saves for the future. The fool just spends whatever he gets. And so we want to encourage you to build up savings for short-term needs. And we'll go into a bit more detail on this next week. We also want to encourage you to invest over the long term, where you can grow your money to take care of future needs in the future. So saving and investments, while two separate entities, are important to include within your 10-20-70 principle budget. And then our recommendation is you need to try live on 70% of what you earn. The Bible says the earnings of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. And I want to encourage you, if you can get God at the top of the pile, if you put Him first, He'll take care of the rest. And if you save and invest before you spend, you'll always build wealth. The moral of the story is put God first, save and invest, and live on what is left over. Now, today I want to unpack the first 10%, the 10% component, and I want to go a little deeper into this, but I want to say this to you. You might say, "Clinton, I can't afford to put 10% into God's kingdom. I can't afford to save 20%. If you knew what my budget looked like tonight, you wouldn't even talk. This principle makes me despondent." And it shouldn't. It's a principle. Maybe you can put 1% towards God that you haven't done before. Maybe you've only been tithing 2%. Can you possibly do 3%? Maybe you're not saving at all. Can you build saving into your budget? Get your priorities in the right order. And so when it comes to the 10%, this is the part I want to drill down and go through with you. And I want to show you the tremendous blessing there is when you put God first with your money. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, it says, each of you must decide in your heart how much you're going to give to God. And it says, don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a cheerful giver. But I believe there's an incredible principle here in the Word of God. If you can give God the first 10%, if you can give Him the best that you've got, the first fruit of what you've got, He takes care of the rest. Now, in the Bible, in the Old Testament of the Bible, it talks a lot about a tithe. And a tithe means 10%. I want to encourage you. Can you tithe your time? Can you tithe your treasure or your money? Can you tithe your talents for God? Can you use part of what you've got and give God your best? Now, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 14, the purpose of the tithe is to teach you to always put God first in your life. So that's the principle. The tithe was given by God to His people in the Old Testament to teach them to put God first. Now, maybe you can't do 10% at the moment. Build towards it. I want to tell you this. You can put the right principles in place and you can build towards a more fruitful financial future. But don't leave God out of your budget. Don't leave Him out of your life. Now, I was always told by my mom growing up that I must not put the Lord, my God, to the test. And there are lots of scriptures that tell us not to put the Lord, our God, to the test. But I don't know if you're aware of it. There is a scripture when it comes to your money where God actually says, put me to the test. And I call it the faith test. And I want to ask you today, are you prepared to take the faith test? This is what the Bible says in Malachi 3. It says, will a man rob God? And then God says this to His people, you are robbing me. He says, they said, how are we robbing you? And God says to them, in tithes and offerings. And He said to His people under the old covenant, you are under a curse because you are robbing me. And God said this to His people. He said, bring the whole tithe into my storehouse. In other words, give me the first 10% of what you've got, that there may be food in my house. And then the scriptures say this. God's word says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. How's that? Here's the faith test. God tells His people, you guys have been robbing me. You are not putting me first in your budget. You're not giving me your first fruits. Remember in Deuteronomy it says, the purpose of the tithe is to teach you to always put God first in your life. And here God comes to His people and says, guys, you are robbing me in tithes and offerings. And He says, you guys are under a curse because you are not bringing the whole tithe to me. And He says, give me the 10%, bring the whole tithe into my house, then there'll be food in my house. And right after that, God says this, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. And He goes on and says, this is His test. He says, test me in this and see if I'll not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing on you that you won't have enough room to contain it. He goes on and says, I'll prevent the pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field won't drop their fruit before it's ripe, says the Lord Almighty. And all the nations will call you blessed, and yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Here's the principle. God says, here's the faith test. Test me in this. If you put God first with your money, He says, test me in this. I will throw open the floodgates of heaven. I will pour out so much blessing on you that there won't be enough room for you to contain it. And He goes on and says, I'll even prevent the pests from devouring your crops. In other words, the money in your wallet that seems to just vanish into thin air, it happens to all of us, will last a little longer. The tires on your car might last a little longer. And He goes on and says, and all the nations will call you blessed. You see, God's word gives us the money test, the faith test. And He says that if we put Him first, He will bless us in return. Now, I don't give to God to get back from Him. I give to God. The purpose of the tithe, the purpose of putting God first, is to bless God and to show that I acknowledge Him and that I am resting and relying on Him, that I'm putting Him first in my life. But here's the principle, the 10-20-70 principle. When you put God first with your money, He takes care of the rest. Let me give you another promise that comes out of the Word of God. Proverbs 3 verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. Now, this is farming terminology, but God is saying when you give God the first of your income, the first fruits of what you get, see if God won't fill your barns to overflowing. Once again, God talks about abundantly blessing you. When you honor God, God takes care of the rest. While you might not give to God to get back, God's word is clear that when we put him first and give him our best, he gives us an abundant overflow. Again, Proverbs 11:24, it says, give freely and you will become more wealthy. How's that for a principle in the word of God? It says, be stingy and lose everything. And then it says this, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others, they themselves will be refreshed. You see, again, God's word is crystal clear. When we put God first, when we give freely, when we give with a good attitude, when we're generous, when we're cheerful givers, when we put God first and bless other people, what happens? God will bring things to prosper in our lives. When we bless others, God will refresh us. That's not my word, that's God's word. One more scripture about putting God first. Proverbs 22 verse 9, it says, blessed are those who are generous. Who are the blessed ones? Those who are generous because they feed the poor. What am I trying to encourage you to do? In the 10-20-70 principle, put God first. When you put God first, when you give him your best, he takes care of the rest. When you put God first, he says, I will open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out an abundance of blessing on you. You see, many are robbed of a tremendous blessing because they don't put God first with their money. How about you? I know so many people I bump into are in financial bondage or in debt, and they feel so guilty because they're not giving to God. My friend, don't rob yourself of the tremendous blessing of not putting God first in your life. Put him first in your life. And often our wallets are connected to our hearts. So if you put God first in your life, then make certain your budget aligns with your God-first approach in your life. I want to implore you, put God first. Give him the first fruits. Give him your best. Next week, we're going to go into the 20% principle. But tonight, I want to encourage you, 10-20-70 principle, put God first. If you want to manage your money like a pro, put God first. Honor God, then build up your wealth, 10% to God, 20% into your savings and investments, and spend the rest. If you do that, you'll manage your money like a pro. If you can't do it now tonight, start, make a start. But here's where you come in tonight. I don't know what's up in your life tonight. Maybe God ain't number one in your life. There's a scripture in the book of Haggai where God's people were living a life of bondage. They were so busy building their own homes while they had left God's temple in ruins. And God said to them, consider how things are going for you. You've got much, but you've got little. You've got some, but not enough to quench your thirst. You've got clothes, but not enough to keep you warm. You've got food to eat, but not quite enough to satisfy your hunger. God's people were so busy building their own lives that they had neglected their relationship with God. My friend, put God first. He takes care of the rest. In the book of Haggai, when God's people turned back to God, you know what happened? He started to bless them. When they put God first, when they got their priorities in the right order, things started to go better for them. God took their drought away and he brought fertile fruit back into their lives so he could do the same for you. My friend, put God first. I really believe God is calling Christians to make a stand for him, to be people without compromise, not to be lukewarm or cold or indifferent in our walk with God. It's time for Christians to stand up for what is right and true and put God first. My friend, I don't know where you stand in your life tonight, but if you don't have God at the center, what are you waiting for? Seriously, this world could end at any stage. If a third world war erupted or Jesus came back tomorrow, and we don't know when he will come back because the Bible says he'll come back like a thief in the night. We need to be ready. If Jesus came back tonight, would you be ready? Is he first in your life? Surrender your life to him. Make him the Lord of your life. Invite Jesus to be the center. And so getting back to the 10-20-70 principle, my friend, put God first with your life and put your life first with God. My friend, The 10-20-70 principle can revolutionize the way you get your money priorities in the right order. If you want a copy of these notes tonight, I've got them for you with all the verses. Maybe you need to bless your husband or your friend with it. Send me a quick WhatsApp. Just your name and your email address. Say, Clinton, I want the notes. WhatsApp me now. 061-798-1075. That's 061-798-1075. By the way, if your life ain't right with God, I want to implore you to surrender your life to Him. He wants a relationship with you. Put Him first with your life. Surrender your burdens. Give Him your stresses. He wants to do life with you. Invite Him to be number one and put Him first in your budget. I promise you, God knows what's around the next corner. He knows what's up in your life. He can pour out His blessing on your life. He's made a way for your eternity, forgiveness of sin. You don't have to face life alone. Get Him at the center. Everything will work out better with Jesus at the center. If He's with you in the boat, even if the storm's severe, guess what? You'll be okay. He'll bring light to your dark world. My friend, surrender your life to Jesus. If you're not in a relationship with God tonight, I implore you to call on Him. Surrender your life to Him. Give Him your life. If you've made that decision tonight, WhatsApp me your name, email address, put the letter A down. Just in your WhatsApp, I want your name to pray for you. I want the A in your email if you've made a decision to say, you know what, Clinton, I'm sick and tired of doing life alone. Lord, I need You. And if that's you, just bow your head with me. You can just say, Lord, I surrender my life to You. I give You my all. I ask You to be my Lord. Forgive me for my sin. Thank You, Jesus, for the price You paid for me. I ask You to be my Lord and my Savior. I thank You tonight that I'm a child of God, that I'm being born again, that my eternity is secure, my sin forgiven, that tonight I begin a relationship with You in Jesus' name. Amen. If that's you, lift your hands. Just lift up your hands. In Jesus' name tonight, God has become your God and you have become His child. If you made that decision, quick, the WhatsApp line closing in 3 minutes. WhatsApp me your name, email address, put the letter A down. If you've made a decision for the first time tonight, I've got an incredible pack I need to bless you with to help you grow in your walk with God. It's a gift from us at CCFM, so WhatsApp me your name, your email address, and the letter A. I'm going to bless you with tonight's notes, but we're also going to send you an incredible set of ebooks to help you grow in your walk with God. Secondly, if you've made a decision to return to God, WhatsApp me quickly. Just your name, email address, and the letter B. The WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. If you've made that decision, welcome to the family of God. Just want the notes, just WhatsApp me your name and your email address. Those notes will be sent out to you in the next couple of days.
Join Clinton Vadner on Financial Matters on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Brought to you by Invest for Life, your one-stop financial planning solution to help you build and protect your wealth. And Better You Living, for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now. For more information, visit www.investforlife.co.za and www.betteryouliving.com. Invest for Life is a registered financial service. That's Financial Matters, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay, well, we come to an end of Financial Matters for this Thursday. I know Pastor Francois is up shortly with Time to Decide. Before we get there, we've got our life tip brought to you by Better You Living.
The life tip of the week. Brought to you by Better You Living. Visit betteryouliving.com for godly wisdom and inspiration to help you live your best life now.
By the way, on that betteryouliving.com site, you can click on the Financial Matters link or Money Matters link, and a copy of all those notes are available there for you. But let's get into our life tip. I want to just encourage you tonight and say that God desires a close walk with you. Without prayer, we won't be able to have a close walk with God. Prayer is this incredible privilege, and many don't make use of it. And God invites His children to commune with Him, to speak to Him, to have a relationship with Him. The Bible says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances. The Bible also says, don't worry about anything, rather pray about everything. I don't know what chaos you're facing in your life tonight, but I want to tell you, God wants you to bother Him with your problems. He's given us the Lord's Prayer. Go read it in Matthew 6. He's told us how to pray. He's told us how to pray in faith. Jesus said, you can pray anything using my name. Ask the Father for anything using my name and I will do it. Jesus said, ask and you'll receive. He said, seek and you will knock. He said, knock, keep knocking and the door will be opened. I want to encourage you. Get close to God. Develop an intimate walk with God. Pray until something happens. Push. You need to develop a prayer life. Pray until something happens. There is tremendous power in prayer. And you've got the incredible privilege to have a close and personal walk with God. He knows what is up in your life. He knows what's happening and what's going to happen. And so you don't have to face life alone. Don't allow anything, my friend, to get in the way of a close walk with God. God offers forgiveness. He offers you peace. He offers you direction. He wants to lead you, help you. You can ask Him for anything. He wants you to bother Him with your problems. He's able to deliver and restore. And so even if you're facing a crazy financial situation tonight, don't try to face life alone. My friend, surrender your life to God and develop a prayer life with Him. Don't neglect the incredible privilege and opportunity to spend time with God. My friend, pray until something happens. If you're not in a relationship with God, what are you waiting for? If you don't know Jesus, come into relationship with Him. Pastor Francois is up next with Time to Decide, and I want to encourage you, if you're not in a relationship with God, stay tuned. Listen to the life-giving words that Pastor Francois is going to share. From myself, Clinton, go well and God bless you. Hope you have an awesome evening. Stay tuned to CCFM. And by the way, if you want the copy of the notes, you've made a decision to get your life right with God, just WhatsApp me quickly, your name and your email address if you want the notes. A, if you've come to Jesus. B, if you've come back to Jesus, and just write notes if you want the notes. 061-798-1075. From myself, Clinton, go well and God bless. Have an awesome evening. Above all, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Financial Matters was sponsored by Invest for Life and Better You Living. Financial Matters with Clinton Werner on CCFM.